Tonight, we see after the Shema, we start Shemona Esrei. We transition from Kriya Shema, the brachas accompanying Kriya Shema, both before and after. And then, of course, on the heels of Baruch Atah Hashem, Gaal Yisrael. And we journey right into Shemona Esrei. So we have to understand, what is this Indian of Smichas Gula, the Tefillah? We talk about a Gula after being redeemed, just like practically here right now, Pe'ikvas the Rek on the heels of the matchup of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're no longer Avde Paro, we're now Avde HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we understand in a simplistic way, Hakilu, the Pshat Tamiluli, if we want to understand literally, we go from Gula, once we're redeemed, both physically and spiritually, now we can be Omid Lefnei Hashem, we're not Avodim to Paro. Now we have the free time, no more Mitzorim, no more restrictions and constraints. We had a Gula, once there's a redemption, we're free, we can express, we can open up, the same way the Zohar writes, in Shmos and Daf Chofei, there's a Gula Sadibur. Once we're redeemed, Kilo Hashem now was able to speak to us freely. We can speak to Hashem Yisbarach freely. So that's so much Gula the Tefillah, but there's something much deeper going on behind the scenes. Listen to a Vilna Gaon. This appears in the Sefer Eben Shleima. Eben Shleima is a Likut of Chidushim from the Vilna Gaon, put out by Rav Shmuel Malzahn, who was the Magen Meshurim in Slotsk. His son Rav Yitzchak Malzahn wrote to the Siach Yitzchak Perush in the Siddur HaGrua Isha Yisrael. So we have the Magen Meslotsk. He has an Eben Shleima Perektes in Osei. Perektes, I'm sorry, you know, is Dalid Sifhei. Listen to the Vilna Gaon. We have Kriya Shema followed by a Smichas Gula the Tefillah going into Shemona Esrei. Writes the Vilna Gaon, Kriya Shema Tzarech Lios Bi Ahava. When you say Kriya Shema, it has to be in a context of Ahava. Utfilah Tzarech Lios Bi Yira. But when you go into Shemona Esrei, you're transitioning from Ahavas Hashem to Yiras Hashem. V'zehu Inyan Smichas Gula the Tefillah. And that's exactly what we're doing, transitioning from Kriya Shema into Tefillah. We're going from Bechinas Ava to Bechinas Yira. So Inyan Smichas Gula the Tefillah Lechaber Ava v'Yira. Shehu Shiluv, which is now intertwining, Havaya v'Adnus. Havaya is Yudke Vavke, that's Ava. And that is the Shem Etzim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Mahava the Hobriya. Who loves Klai Yisrael, it's Indian of Ches and Rachamim. Followed by Adnus. Adnus Adona, cold that instills fear within us. And Adnus Aleph Dela Nun Nud, you have indeed the word for Din. You're going from Rachamim to Din, you're going from Ava to Yir. That's Smichas Gula Tefillah. Okay, Gemalik, that's the Vilna Gaon, we need a beer. And the Vilna Gaon's Pirush on the Tikkuni Zohar, and we have a little bit of Hosafa where he says we're going from Kol into Dibur. If you think about it, when you're in love with someone or something, you can't stop talking about it. You have a Kol, same way we've always said, you come back from vacation. What's a vacation? What do you want to do? You want to schmooze about it. You got to talk about it. If you go on a trip around the world out tonight, that you can't speak to anyone about it, what does that mean? Can you imagine going over to someone and giving you a ticket? Here you go all around the world on a cruise, you can see all the sights, but out tonight you can't take an iPhone with you, you can't take a camera with you, right? We go back home if we forgot our camera. You can't go in and share any of the experiences. Who wants to go on such a thing? In fact, the brother of the Ketzosa Choshen, the Kuntras Asvekas, he says, you know why I'm writing my Sfarim? He says, because if I go on a trip around the world, but I can't talk and share my experiences, he says, then it diminishes from that trip. He says, I went on a trip through the Yama Talmud. He says, I went through Rishonim and Achonim. I got to share my Chedushim with someone. If you can't share the Chedushim, what is it, a vacation? What happens if a person comes back from vacation with Simcha? You can't stop talking. That's the idea of anytime you're besimcha, you become gregarious and sociable. And when you're depressed, what do? You go into your bedroom, you're quiet, you go under your covers, you don't want to talk to anyone. That's why Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chava writes, we have two ways of measuring a tefach in the Mishkan. You had a tefach sochek and a tefach otsev. Meaning, what is a tefach? A tefach, when it comes to the measurements, is the size of an average male's fist. Well, now that makes a big difference, because if I clench a fist and it's this big, then it's only whatever it is, several inches. That's why the post can talk about between 3 and 4 inches. This will be one size, but if I open up that same hand, that same fist, you're talking about adding a nice amount of measurement. So what do we call this? This is a tefach sochek, right? So you say, this is a laughing tefach, and this is a tefach otsev, a sad one. What in the world does that mean? Explains Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover, when you're laughing, what do? You open up. You want to share your experiences, your besimcha. So you open up. That's a laughing, a happy tefach. And when you're sad, what do? You go into your little cocoon, you go into your covers, you put on your music. You don't want to talk to anyone. You want to lock the door. You don't want to speak to anyone because you're in a state of atzvus. That's a tefach otzev. It's the same way Hashem Yisbarach always wants to be mashpia. Explains Rav Yitzchak has a chaver in the Kuta, Rav Yitzchak has a chaver al Torah in the end of Bereishis. We find that Hashem gets sad. Hashem Yisbarach never gets sad. But what's the terminology of the end of Bereishis? Vayis atzev el libo. Asks Rabbi Yitzchak Eisenhower, what in the world does that mean that God gets sad? Hashem doesn't get sad. What's the kavana of a yisatzev el libo? It means that Hashem wants to be mashpia. When you're in a state of simcha, you open up and you want to be mashpia. You want to share your experiences. You want to convey your pinimius and all your stories and your anecdotes. You want to go in and share with people. Vayisatzev el libo. That's why, what does it say? It doesn't say vayisatzev Hashem. That would indicate that Hashem gets sad. Hashem doesn't get sad. Vayisatzev el libo. Hashem now is holding himself back. Then in a tzimtzum, he's being mitzamtzim. When he's besimcha, he wants to go in and let go. What's going to be when Mashiach comes? Hashem's going to be all over the place and everyone's going to be talking about it. That's what? That's a day of Oz Yimoli Sichopino. We're going to be laughing. We're going to be talking along. Devrei Torah Simcha Gemaldik. Vatischak Liyom Acharon, writes the Vilna Gaon. That's when we're laughing. But when Hashem has to hold back the Hashpa, what does that refer to? Vayasatzev El Libo. That's why it's El Libo, explains Rav Yitzchak Eisenhower. He's holding it back, keeping it to his heart. He's not letting go. He's not being mashpia. Both in chesed and hashpa yaseiro. What's taking place? Vayisatzev el libo. Atzus, he's holding back. That explains as a tefach sochek. This is a laughing tefach. It's opening up. It's sharing its visual with everybody else. Mashechin tefach otzev is. It's a clenched fist. It's holding back. Someone depressed. You go into your little cocoon. You sequester yourself in your bedroom. And that is a tefach. Oh, save. So we have Havaya. Havaya is Hashem opening up, being Mashpia. He's Mahav the Bria. That is the shame of Chesed and Rachma. When you're in a good, jolly mood, Kaviyachah, what do? You're Mashpia, endless. Where you go? What is Adnus? Adnus is Din. Din is Tzimtzum. Din is constriction, restraint, writes the Vilna Gaon in his Perush Megillas Rus, Aleph, Aleph, Din is Miloshen Dai. What is Dai? Enough. Stay right here. Gemara Chagiga, your base. What is Shakai? Sha'omer Liolam Dai. Tehainu, first, there's a world of Havaya. He's Mahava the Bria. And it keeps expanding. Of course, its natural state is to expand. Because when Hashem opens up, the Chesed is limitless. The world's going. How do you understand that? What doesn't Hashem just say? This is what I want to be in the world. X, Y, and Z. And let X, Y, and Z come into the world. Because that's a stirum in Ayurveda, chesed. Chesed is limitless. That's why Arayas is called chesed. When the chesed's not held in check, what can result in Arayas? You just want to show Abba to everybody. So the chesed needs to be countered with did. Hashem creates the world, Olam chesed yibonet, Tehillim peites posa gimel, Olam chesed yibonet, the world's built on chesed, so its natural chesed-like state mandates that it's going to continuously expand. And that is our expanding universe. The universe, in a certain sense, is forever expanding. That is chesed. Hashem's olam chesed yivon. It never stops. Hashem is to kick in with what? An action of din. Din, dai, shakai, sha'omer liolam dai. You gotta stay put. You gotta stay in your tracks. And that is, you have to accompany the Avodah B'din because that's the way the world runs. That's why the Nesiva Sholem, the Slana Bereba writes in the beginning of Parsha Shemini, Rav Hunter talks about this as well. Pachad Yitzchak of Gedal Yeshor and Or Gedal Yehu. Anodav and Aviyu. Here you had Bekrov HaYakadish. You had these two Gedolei Olam. And they sinned. And what was their sin? Kafi Madri Gusa. They sinned egregiously by doing what? By going Lefanayim Lefanim to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Whether it's that they didn't get married. All the Tzad Hashav and all these things going in drunk is what? Is letting go. What is getting married? A man is all about Ava Chesed. He's Mashpia. What's a woman? Let's go to Mishlei. Eishas Chayel. The woman holds her husband in check. The kala encircles the chasim seven times to erect that figurative metaphorical wall, the choma, around the husband. Man needs the protection. Man just wants to go and be mashpia chesed. The woman says, I gotta hold your check. Man wants to be making deals. $1 million, $10 million. The wife says, just put food on the table. Just do what you need to do today. She's the pragmatic. She's the practical one. Just pay the bills. Stop running all over the world. That don't have to travel just to make sure you're taking care of the home. Isha Yira says, stay put, stay still. The man wants to run all over. Woman holds him back. That's the chuma. That's the wall. And that's ava and yira. There has to be ava and there has to be ava coupled with yira. What's another venevil? We don't want to get married. They didn't want to get married. It was all about unbridled, unrestrained, unfettered ava. Explains the Salon of Bereb. Explains Rav Gedal Yashor. Explains Rav Hunter. We don't need to get married. It was ava. Vayosu l'kim ayochlu vayishtu. Let's just run up to Har Sinai. Let's eat and drink. And let's just let go. Now, what's the problem? The problem is he got to be held in check. That's why you need to get married. What's getting drunk? There are no barriers. There are no limitations. A person who's in an intoxicated state, what do you do in a drunken stupor? That's it. You just let go. You're dancing. You're speaking endlessly. There's all unbridled and unfettered ava, but it's not coupled with the mandatory yira. We find in the beginning of Avos, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Atignes Hasilcho Hayomer, Hello, you, lot, al to you, kavanam, m'sham shesarav, nasa kawapras, alahayu, kavanam, m'sham shesarav, shalom, nasa kawapras. Which the first one explained more or less sums up, love God, and serve God because you love Him, not in order to get due compensation, not in order to get prizes, serve Hashem because you love Him. And what do we couple it with? Vihi mor shamayim aleich. I just got excited. I'm serving Hashem because I love Him. But what? It's got to be Ava, always coupled with Yira. He closes that Mishnah. Don't forget about Kilu. It's Derech Agav. This is my lesson. But you should know. Make sure you have Yira Shemayim, because otherwise, Nadav and Aviyah. What's Nadav and Aviyah? Explains Rokeach. Nadav Minadev. I want to give. I want to give. Ava Chesed. I just want to give. I want to give. Nadav Avihu is what? There he is. My God. He's right here. Avihu. He's right there. You can't get too close. You can't. Can't get too close to the Almighty. You got to know your boundaries. You got to know the border. No, the Neviyah went lefnayim lefnim in a drunken state. Eish zara. That's it. I can go wherever I want into the Kodesh Hakadosh. No, you're not the Kohen Gadol. I don't need to get married. They didn't have the held in check. That Ava wasn't held in check by Isha Yiras Hashem itazalo. In the end of the day, Minadev Avihu. They went lefnayim lefnim. That's Parsha Shmini, as we discussed in the past. That's the Parsha Lamayla Minatzeva. They just wanted to go beyond the borders, beyond the boundaries. That's not for this world. That's for Oz Yimoli Sechopinu. Oz Gematria 1 and 7. That's 8. That's when we get to the world of the Maila Menatzeva. That's when we can fill our pivot scope. That's when we can let go. That's when we can laugh. That's when we can talk and uncheck, because it's all going to be automatic. We're only going to do the emes. We're not going to need that accompaniment of the Bechina of the Yira when Mashiach comes. Mela, that's this world. Note of Neviyah went beyond the boundaries. It was Ava without being checked by Yira. We have a Kriya Shema. Think how we go into a Kriya Shema. What do we say? Uliyachercha bi'ahava. We mention an Ava Rabba. How do we go into Kriya Shema? Ava Rabba Avtanu. It's Gemalik. The way we set the stage of Kriya Shema is Ava Rabba Avtanu. Hashem loved us. Benan Stam loved us. And Ava Rabba. And then we get towards the end. What do we say? Uliyachercha bi'ahava. Brochat Hashem. Habocha b'mo'yisho bi'ahava. God loves us. Kamayim upon the pun. Kain leiva on the lado. God loves us. And Ava Rabba. The Vilna Gaon explains in Isha Yisrael. And Shachris, it's an Ava Rabba. Why? Because Shachris is in the morning. And the morning, Lahagid Baboker Chastecha. Oh, you wake up in the morning, you see the mountains, you see the lakes. I remember my grandparents, Alei Mashalom, and their home in Seattle, Washington, my grandfather, before he would go to Davin, he would always look in his living room. I had a view of Mount Rainier right overlooking Lake Washington. Unbelievable. Your mom should go out, it's all windows, and you see Lake Washington. The floor's a boray. He was to go, oh, look, Ava Rabba Avtanu. And he used to joke, he'd say, after a guy gets married, he's always late for davening. Why? Because on account of Ava Rabba, he's always late for Kriyashma. He has so much kavon in Ava Rabba first galo, and he's always late for Kriyashma. He's spending too much time on Ava Rabba. He's not thinking about Kriya Shema. We go into a Kriya Shema. What? Ava Rabba Avtanu. The Gemara writes, what's my Mariv? Mariv is a Manasseh Malaydos. I don't see the Chesed of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what's a night? I don't see the Ava Rabba, but what do I know in my heart of hearts? Avas Olam Avtanu. Avas Olam. Hashem loves us forever. Even when it's Bederech Nistar, even when I don't see it and I can't perceive it as an Ava Rabba, I know it's always there. It's an eternal, infinite love. Right? The Vilna Gaon, and then it's Avas Olam. So we go into Shema, Ava Rabba, Uliyachercha bi'ava, Ruchat Yabocha Moiso bi'ava. So what do? We give that Ava back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we've mentioned in the past, what is our Shema? Our Shema is mamash giving a kiss to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyocha. Now what's the Raya? The Vilna Gaon. He writes in his Parish and Shir Shir, Parak Allah, Pasek Beis, Yishakeini Minashikos Piyuki Tovim Medachem Yayin. Hashem gave us two kisses. When did Hashem give us a figurative kiss? By Matan Torah. Matan Torah was what? Hashem gave us Anochi V'lo Yecha. He spoke for the first time directly to us. Anochi V'lo Yecha Mepia Gevurah Shamanim. So we hear directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And writes the Vilna Gaon, those are two kisses. A Chosin gives a Kala two kisses. One says, Ani Ohev Otach, I love you. The other one says, exclusivity. You're usher to everybody else in the world. One says, I love you. The other one says, this is excluding everyone else in the picture. There's no one else on the radar screen. Hashem says, I'm giving you a kiss. Anochi, I love you, Klai Yisrael. There's no one else here. I expect you to kiss me back. Anochi, I take Hashem on. He is the chosin, we're the kala, and there's nobody else. Those are the two neshikas. Hashem gave us neshikas. And when do we give neshikas back? The gra, the chidah, and many others, they have a drum already. We have the Aseres Adibris, Merumas in Shema. And what's Merumas in Shema? Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Mechad. Anochi and lo yilacha. Keneged corresponding to Anochi Hashem Elokech, we have Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Keneged Hashem Mechad we have, lo yilacha lohem achem rapana. Those are two neshikas. Thus, the Sar Sholomi Bell says, we know from the Medrash, the Chazal tell us that every time we heard an Asay and a Matan Torah, we said, hey, Cain. Every time we heard a negative commandment, we said, love, we're not going to do, we're not going to transgress. What did we do when we heard Anochi v'lo yilcha? After all, Chazal tell us, b'dibra echanemru, they were said in one breath, in one moment. So what do we say? Hin, love, hin? Right? The Sar Sholomi Bells, you know what we said? Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKinah Shemachar. Because in the end of the day, Hashem Elokeinu is keneged Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem Echad is keneged, there only is one God, lo yilcha, achem, 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 achem. Why? Based on the Vilna Gaon, would we suggest that Shema Yisrael Shemachah takes the place of us giving neshikas back to Hashem Yisbarach? So we wanted to bring a raya. Who's the Baal Neshika in Sefer Bereishis? Who's the one who's always giving kisses? Who's the first kiss in the Torah? Now we're not talking about the false kisses of Esav and Lavan. And Yaakov even before that. Yaakov, when he got the brachas from Yitzchak, it says, Vayigash Eila Vayishak Lo, and the Mefarshim say clearly, the Radak and others, it was Yaakov who gave a kiss to Yitzchak when he got the brachas. Then we fast forward to Vayetze, Vayishak Yaakov Rocha Vayev. So the first kiss is, Yaakov gives a kiss to his father, Yitzchak. He then gives a kiss to his wife, Ikra Kerasabayas Rachel. Then he gives a kiss, and the end of Sefer Bereishis and Vayechi, he gives a kiss to Menashe and Ephraim when he gives them the brachas. And what? And he should have given a kiss to Yosef. He gave a kiss to Yosef's grandfather, to Yosef's children, to Yosef's mother, and he seems to skip over Yosef, but he was going to give a kiss to Yosef. Let's go to Vayigash Perek Mem Vav. He meets up with Yosef after an hiatus of 22 years, and he wants nothing more but to give a tremendous kiss. What an ava! And instead of a kiss, what does he do? The Maral says in Gorar, he says, Krish, what shaychis? Teretz iskis, it's a zelbazach, it's one-on-one, the same thing. The same way, how do we kiss Hashem? Shema Yisrael, Shem Girish Rachon. Yaakov wants to kiss Yosef. He is the Baal Neshika. He kissed Yitzchak, his father. He kisses Yosef's children. He kissed Yosef's mother. I'm sure he kissed Leah. We don't have it in the Chumash. The Baal Neshika gives a kiss to Yitzchak, gives a kiss to Menashe and Ephraim, a kiss to Rachel, and he's about to kiss Yosef. What does he do? Shema Yisrael. That's the Neshikas. Hashem Elokeinu corresponds to the Neshika of Anochi. Hashem Echad to the Neshika of Lo Yelachim. He gives the two Neshikas Gevaldik. What does a person do before we pass away at the end of 120? You want to die with Misas Neshika. You want Hashem, the Gemara says, Abrachas, Tavchesim, and Aleph. There are 903 types of death in the world. That's a separate shiur. Why do we have the number 903? Gematria Totals. Why does Hashem need to have so many ways of death? But the Nocha Shibakulon, Misas Asko is the Kosha Shibakulon, but the best death is Misas Neshika. Person dies in his or her sleep. Gemaldik. What's a Neshika? Hashem just attaches Kilo Kaviyacho. He blows the breath of life, he sucks it back in. He gave you a vayipah pavanishas chayiv, and now he takes it back. He gives you a neshika. So if you want Hashem to give you a neshika, what do you have to do? Hashem gave us a neshika anochi liyilacha. So we gave him back Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we answered like the Sar Sholomi Bells with the Masek Shema. If a person wants Hashem to give you a neshika, what should you do first? You have to give Hashem a neshika. How do you give Hashem a neshika? What's the last thing you say before you die? Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKinu, Hashem HaKon. That's giving a neshika, the Fianias Daiti to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You gave him a neshika, now Kaviyochla, Hashem will respond, Mita Kenegamita, with Mises neshika. The neshika is Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKinu, Hashem HaKon. And what do you give a neshika? After you express the Ava, and after you fell to the Ava, on the heels of Ava Rabav Tonu, we never at davening spoke like this. We get the Kriya Shema, Ava Rabav Tonu Givaldi. Hashem, all that Abba, I'm going to give that Abba back to you. And if you think I'm not done, what do we do right after that? Hashem, I'm going to give you back that Abba Rabba, and I'm going to give it to you with all of me, my money, my body, my possessions, my life, my Yitzhato, my Yitzhara, I'm giving you all of me. Hashem, that's Kriya Shema. That is Abba. That's Avor Abba. That is Shema Yisrael. Givaldik. That is Shem Havaya. That's Shema Yisrael. Hashem Akin Hashem Echad. That is Shema. And then we...
Ahava, the root word is Hav.
It's Hav. Rav Dessa. Metam Leo and Chelik Aleph. It's all about giving. It's all about giving. That is Kriya Shema. It's all about giving. It's all about Neshikos. Atzmisis Neshika Rabbi Akiva. The Arizal writes is a Gugel of Yaakov Avinu. Akiva, Yaakov, the same letters. They both married wives named Rachel. Yaakov Avinu missed out on 22 years of serving his father Yitzchak. Nachum Eshkamzu writes a Gemara Chagiga. Bottom of your base of an olive served his Rebbe Nachum Eshkamzu for 22 years. Atz Rabbi Akiva, Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Akiva says, my whole life I waited to do what? To give my life over, Mises and Shika, that Yotzin is Shmasu V'Echad, by saying Shema Yisrael, that's Yaakov, that's the gift of Yaakov, that's Rabbi Akiva, that's giving the Neshikas back, that's Ava Rava. Shema is all about Ava. Givaldik, now we're all about Ava. Ezra Samseno, we go into Gal Yisrael, the Ge'ula, we love our Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's great. And then what do we encounter? Aposik and Tehillim, Hashem Smasai Tiftach, but specifically the Lashon of Adnus, Aleph Dalan and Yud, having the word Din contained therein. We go from Alpha now to Din, right? It's the Vilna Gaon. And this is now Yira. Tefillah is Yira. I remember the highlight, the centerpiece of Tefillah is the Amida service. What is Amida? Kishmo Kahu. You stand still. And what do you do when you stand still? When you're frozen in fear and trepidation, you're idle, you're motionless. You're like an Eved Lefnei Adono. Adono, that's the Shem Adonus. Hashem is the Adona Kol. You're now frozen in your tracks. That is Tefillah.
Feet like Malachim.
Like Malachim. That's the Pasuk in the Novi Zachariah, Paragimel Pasuk Zayin. And Asati Lecha Malichim Beina Omda Ma'ela, the Malachim, who are Bimachit Sanso Shokar Shvachu Kaviyachol. If you're in proximity to the Divine, Malachim are Omdim. They're needs. Solving. They're standing still. They're standing motionless. And what do you do when you're afraid? You stand still. The deer frozen in its tracks. That is tefillah, right? Why is it called tefillah? Vayamod Pinchas vayifalel and tehillim. Kepedo koflamed. Pinchas arose and he wrought judgment. Tefillah is vayifalel is din. Tefillin. Straps. Tie yourself down. Tefillah. Din. Exacting. That is Yitzchak. The omen of tefillah. Kedesh Yitzchak. Yitzchak was tied down. Shakai, Sha'omer Liolam Dai, stay put, you're not moving anywhere. That's restriction, that's din, that's Lashon Dai, that's Yira, that's frozen, that's Gevura, Ezo, Gibar, Kovesh, Yitzro, controlling the Yitzhara. Shmon Esrei is I stand still. So I journey from Ava to Yira, that's Shema, to Shmon Esrei, is the Shiluv of Havaya, Shema, Ava, creation, Chesed. Endless expansion and chesed and rachamim, and then accompanied immediately thereafter by Adnus Hashem Svasai Tiptach, Adnus Alav Dala Nun Yud, I'm stopping in my tracks. And that is the journey into Shmon Esrei. Let's go to another Vilna Gaon. Writes the Vilna Gaon in his Perish HaMishlei, Perach Chaval Pasach Chav Zayin. Zevach Rishom Toev Hashem says, I don't want the Karbonos of Rishon. By me it's an abomination. I'm not interested. And the korban is bezima, meaning it's stolen. Ashara veira, it's posel. I don't want it. Writes the Gra. Ikara korban who? Why? Why does Hashem now want a korban of a rasha? So he did a good thing. He bought a korban. Ki ikara korban who? Shaldim yeshaber ga'avaso verumo hanesia v'yoshev l'Hashem iromal. What is Hashem want more than anything? You know what a korban is? Korban is hiskarvus, the Ramban, beginning of a yikar. You want to get close to God. And lieu of you, you got. But what? It's breaking yourself down. Dahainu, I'm shechting the korban. It's kilo. I'm shechting myself. I'm cutting myself down metaphorically. It's an Indian of shviras alev. Cut down the gaiva. Cut down the gaiva. You're an Eved in the Fri Adono. Get rid of the gaiva. Harishoim, Einam Shavam Lashem Darcheim Aroim. So Hashem says, I don't want the korban. It's not just, oh, you gave me a korban, you stole the Bagaiva. I'll do whatever I want, and I'll make Hashem. Hashem says, I don't want the korban. The korban's merely the expression of Hachnos Halev, of Shviras Halev, of Big Machnia. Vachinu B'Tfila, writes the Gra, Shubim Mokum Korban. Tfila Shashem B'Tfila, Mashem Lo Yachniu Rucham. What does Hashem want to see? Hachna. He wants to see you humble yourself. Mikosha Kinshem Eshem Espalo. If you're busy thinking about all your business deals, etc., in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, Shmoneh Esrei is what? I'm leaving this world. I'm machmiya myself in front of the Almighty. I'm standing in front of Him as an ever lefnei Adonai. Rav Chaim al Rambam, a yesod is tikkah chidushi. Rav Chaim al Rambam, and the Rambam silchas tefila paragdala lachav. Writes the Rambam, perush amilim is a gavaldi gezach, but you know what? That's not likuva. It's not makiv, even if you don't, again, except in Elvis in the beginning part of Shmoneh Esrei, but otherwise, in all the tefillah, kavana is not le'ikuva. It's lechachila, you're supposed to think and know what every word means. There's only one point of doubting, that's le'ikuva. The hamodo lefnei Hashem. If you're not aware that you're standing in front of the Almighty, then it's not called a tefillah, it's misasek ba'alma, he says. It's mitzvah sanosh v'lamodi, you don't even know what you're doing. You have to know you're standing in front of Hashem. That's why Chaim Kanivsky writes, it's bored in the back of the Sefer, Nikiyas v'kavod v'tvila. However you have determined your tzura of Hamadol l'fnei Hashem is also meris. How do you daven? If you wear a hat and jacket, if you wear a jacket, if you wear a button-down shirt, if you wear socks, if you wear shoes, if you wear a long... However you decide, this is how I stand in front of a president, this is how I stand in front of Hashem, writes Chaim Kanivsky, that's ma'akev, to the extent that it's better to daven yechidus than to daven with a minyan. If you're on a trip and you're on a tiyul and you only have your shorts and t-shirt and your sneakers on and they're making a minyan, it's better to go back to the room to wash up, to wash your hands, to wash your face, to put on pants, a button-down shirt, a jacket, however you define your tzura satfilah, and to miss tefillah betzibur paskins of Chaim Kanivsky. Rav Moshe Heinemann also says the same psak halacha lamaiso, because that's the one part of tefillah. That's makiv. You have to know you're standing in front of the Almighty. Amad el v'nei Hashem. That is the Yira. And that's why Rav Eliyahu Lopayan in Leif Eliyahu, Devarim by Maruchas HaTshuva, Rav Eliyahu Lopayan writes an amazing story. And he says that first he quotes a Yaros Devash. And Rav Yonas and Eifshitz in Yaros Devash says, you know what, we start Shmoneh Esrei, Ado, no, the Shem Adnus, Sfasei Tiftach, we have to ask Hashem, Hashem, open up my mouth. What do you mean? My mouth is already open. Like the Vilna Ava, I'm talking, Ava, Rama, Abtonu, Shema, I'm ready to go, Hashem, I give you all of me. Because once we're standing, once we finish the Geula, and now, think about it, what have we left Mitzrayim? Once you get to Amad Lefnei Hashem, what happens by Kabbalah Satayra, when now we can't open up our mouths? Fakir, Tchiyas Amesim, Porcha Nishmosim. And once you transition from Ava to Yira, you're so seized with the Yira, you can't even open up your mouth. Right? So Yonas and Eifshitz. When you're ready to stand in front of Hashem and say, now you're like a Malach. A Malach can't speak unless Hashem gives the Malach permission first. You know when we start Shmoneh Esrei Chazal, the Gemara Brachos Daf Daled Amud Beis. You start Shmoneh Esrei and it's called Tfila Rech Damyo with the words Adnus Svasei Tiftach. Why? Why Svasei Tiftach? Open up? Because you can't open up your mouth. Because if you're really standing, Hamad Lefnei Hashem, you got to the Amidah and you're really aware that you're standing in front of the Melech Malchim Melechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't open up your mouth. And writes Rav Eliyahu Lopayan, he says it was a story. It was a story of someone who built a beautiful road in the Tsar's Russia. And the Tsar took his entourage and he went down the road and he was so impressed by the architect who designed the road and he had such a pleasurable ride. He says, tell me, who's the architect? And he summoned the architect and he says, Veschar, this I'm going to give you a private meeting. You get to come into my inner chamber and we're going to have a private meeting. What a covet. And you're with the famous Tsar. You're going to go lefnai v'lefnim to his cheder, right? Even Esther, right? You don't go in without reshus. And he had a private meeting. That's it. One-on-one. A one-on-one. He says, what happened? The guy came so excited. When he started getting closer, he started having a pachad as he's getting closer. And then he walked in. Then at least he had people coming and trying to calm him down, trying to have fears. And he started shaking. All of a sudden, then he says, his friends leave him. That's it. It's a one-on-one meeting. He goes inside. He says, okay. He couldn't open up his mouth. He became an elam for the rest of his life. Oh. Right? So if Eliyahu Lopayan, he became a mute for the rest of his life. He was so seized to the pachad. He just couldn't open up his mouth. And forever he became a mute. I asked my Rebbe years ago, and we have a Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Famous Gemara, Amar Rebbe, the one who put together all Mishnayos. He says, "Hayda difne mechavrai." He says, and he was, now remember, the Mishnah says at the end of Sotam, Yishmeis Rebbe Bala Nava. So you're talking about the one who brought a whole new madrega of humility into the world, and he says about himself in a humble fashion, "Hayda difne mechavrai." He says, you know, I am greater than all my friends. But that's part of Anava, meaning he's saying the Metzius is, he's saying he knew Torah Gedulah Malkam Echad. He was the Ashir, he was the wealthiest, and he was the biggest Talmid Chacham. Here's the Gadol HaDor. She says, you know why I'm the Gadol HaDor? Not because I'm so great. Because I had the schus to chasis el Meir Machari. Because I saw Rav Meir, the previous Gadol HaDor, I saw him from the back. Vila chasis me kamei, and I seen him from the front. Having mechana tvei, I'd be even greater. Said, bother me for years. I asked my Rebbe, I said, I don't understand. The Yerushalmi has a girsa that he saw him from a distance. Okay, so he saw him once from a distance. So he only saw him from the back. But the way Rashi and most Mefarshim learn, the way Shas Bavli has it, is that he was from the Tzeirim, from the younger Bacharim. Younger Bacharim, they don't get to sit in the good seats. Alright, they have to sit in back of the Rebbe. Everyone else gets to sit in front to see the Rebbe. It's a whole different picture. He gets, he was of the younger Rebbeim, he was the next generation. He got to sit in back of the Rebbe. So he only saw him from the back. Rebbe, you don't also have a good piece of advice. If we can give a piece of advice to the Gadol HaDor, so catch him after shiur, walk him home, walk him to the train station, drive him to the airplane, escort him, go out and bring him an apple, bring him a, walk him, and you know what, before he's coming at the shiur, stand by the door, and chop him, and see him, meaning he's aware that if I get to see his holy pun him, his address pun him, if I would see him from the front, I'd be even greater. So Rebbe, so catch him, see him from the front, knock on the door of his house, and have his, if his wife had say, I need to speak to the Rebbe, and see him from the front. My Rebbe said, posh him. And this is Mamish, the Emes Lamita Shontaira. And my Rebbe Yitzchak Berkowitz said, you know what the answer is? Of course he wanted to see him from the front. Of course. He couldn't. He couldn't. He understood what the Rameir was. He was so seized by a pachad, by an aim, a year, a resus, and zayah. If we would be in the door of Yisrael Salanter, the Bali must have said, we wouldn't be able to look Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in the face. The Vilna Gaon, forget about. We wouldn't be able to look at the Vilna Gaon. It's not even Shaykh Raboruch Berlibo. It's heard that there was a Yid in Europe who saw the Gra. Oh, I'm sorry, saw a Kiveger. Oh, Sura Kiveger, the Gra. He was Sura Kiveger. So he told us, Tama, we're going to go. And they traveled far and wide because we have to go see a Jew who saw the face of Kiveger. We have to see such a Jew. And they made the distance and they knocked on the door of this Yid who supposedly saw the face of Kiveger. They go to the door in the previous generation. They knocked on the door and Rabbi Baruch Mer says, in such excited fashion, he says, I heard Rabbi Yid, you Sura Kiveger? He says, yeah, I once saw him walking in the street. He says, you never saw Kiveger. He turned around and he went the long journey back. He says that you never saw a Kiveger. If he saw a Kiveger, he'd be shaking. I still remember I saw the face of Kiveger. He never really saw the face. Yeah, he saw him from a distance walking in the street. Of course, Rav Yehuda Nasi wanted to see. He couldn't get out of his chair to go out and give him the apple. He couldn't go ahead and stand at the door and look him in the eye. We wouldn't be able to look Rav Yisrael Salant in the face and be such a fire. Such a pachat. So writes of Yonas and Eifshitz and Yaros Davash. How we start out Shmon Esrei. Hashem Sposei Timtach. I finished my Alpha. I just went all out. Shema B'chol. Take all of me. Take my possessions. Hashem, I love you so much. Avarabba. Put my soul. Alpha. I'll give you my lay, my nefesh, my money. Take it, everything. It's all out of love. Okay. Ezra. So Hashem, Hashem, you helped us out. Guli, you got us free. We're free. We go into the desert. We get to Maimon HaSinai. And what's up, Pachon Hashmosa? I can't stand. Tchias Amesim. How can you stand in front of Hashem Yisbarach? We just journeyed out from Ava to Europe. Right, so you understand, the first thing is, Hashem, please, Svasai Tiftach, open up my mouth. I can't do it. Open up my mouth for me. Svasai Tiftach, what adnus? You're the Adonai Kol, I'm just an Eved Lefanecha. I need you, Svasai Tiftach, to open up my mouth. Let's go to Rashi. Everyone's learning Radak Matsudis. Rabbi Ben Ezra, we mentioned many times that Rabbeinu Tam and Seder Dor Sir Rabbeinu Tam, he was made, he said, I could write a perush like my Zaidi Rashi and all of Shas. He says, but if I lived a million years, I can never write my grandfather's perush, not on Chumash, but on Old Tanakh, because it was written Mila Mila Bracha Kodesh. Let's go to Tehillim, Kapitel and Aleph Yitzayin is where we meet up with this Pasuk, that's where it came from. And remember the Gemara says, Ketfila Arich Damya, and made it a part in Parsos for Nezra, it's the extension of the Tefillah. How do we start out? Adonai, Sefasai Tiftach, Ufi Yogya Tilasecha. Listen to Rashi. Rashi, he's saying it, he's not quoting a Medrash. Zok Rashi. What's the Kavan of David HaMelech? And of course we're going to start out, David is the ultimate Eved. He is the Eved Hashem, David Avdi. Mecholi, please forgive me. V'yelei Pischon Peh, L'agit Asrach, give me the Pischon Peh, open up my mouth for me. But look at, Rashi says, Mecholi, I can't speak in front of you. Who am I to speak in front of God? I'm an ever lefnei the other. I'm going to speak up. Who's going to speak up at the meeting? Who's going to have the chutzpah? Speak up. I once had to go with some other people to a certain district attorney's office. So there's only a district attorney figures. But it was a certain case. I said, who wants to speak up? Oh, Rabbi Fani, you'll speak first. I'll speak. All right, you sit right there. You speak first. And I don't want to speak first. Who wants to speak first? Macholi, forgive That's Rashi. Al pi ruach hakodesh. I'm standing in front of the Almighty. Hashem says, who's going to speak up? Hashem says, Tivta Hashem, Adonus, I'm the Eved, you're the Adon. Macholi, please forgive me. Please forgive me that I'm even asking, that I even have the chutzpah. But give me the piskon peh so that I could go ahead. Lahagirti lasecha. What's lahagirti lasecha? The Al-Shech HaKadosh writes, what's Loshon Haggadah? Haggadah is Arichas HaDvarim. I want to elaborate. That's why it's called Haggadah Shel Pesach. That's why it's what Viganata Levincha. Haggadah is, I want you to go on and on. I want you to say, Kol HaMarbel the Sabah Reza Meshubach, right? That's why it's good to make in stories to drushes. Call a marbe besipurim, a Reza Meshubach. I am marbe the Sabah, speak. How can I go? Chorus is the longest single part of davening. How can I go on and on? I'm going to ask for this. I'm going to ask, Hashem, I need money. I need some money. Hashem, yeah, I need clothing. I need some health. I need, Macholi, forgive me that I have the chutzpah to do this. Please open up my mouth, and that's going to be the kavana. That's Ava and that's Yira. Mamash, the two of them coming together. That's the Hachna. That's the joining together, and that's why it goes from Kol to Deba, writes the Gron, is Pirush HaTikunei Zohar. What is the Kol? Kol is out loud. Shema, we always say aloud. Notice one part of davening. Whatever you're davening, Balachash, but everyone says, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kishma, aloud, and that's Yaakov. What's that? The Kol Yaakov. Kol, Kol, yeah. What is the Kol? A sound, a noise. Everyone says, Shema aloud. People say, Abokhavi Shomiyav aloud. And Shmon Esri is the one part of davening that Halach Lameis has to be what? Balachash. You're going from Kol to Deba. Why Balach? How can you open up your mouth? How can you talk out loud to the king, to the melech, lachim, melochim? You have to ask permission, macholi, I beg you, machila, pesach, give me the pesach, and even then, I can't give you a call, I can't speak out loud. It's gonna be balachash, that's it, it's a private conversation, me and the Almighty, as no one else here. So now you'll ask me the obvious kasha. What do you mean? That means we go from Ava to Yira, we go from Avaya to Anus? I thought Yira comes before Ava, that's Yira Sa'onesh. But Yira Sa'romimus is a higher madrega than Ava. Let's go to Ramam Hilchos Yesodi HaTorah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. Writes the Ramam. Now he starts out Perek Sheni. HaKel HaNechbad VeHanora HaZeh Mitzvah Li'avo Li'yirah Mimenu. So here the Ramam already in Halacha Aleph puts first what? Not Mitzvah Li'yirah Mimenu U'Li'avo. It's a Mitzvah to love Hashem. And to fear Him. Shana Rav Ha'at Hashem Lokecha. And then Shokel Chatira. And I think it's Meduyik and Ramam the Seder Advar. The Ha'at Hashem Lokecha is where Parshas Ve'eschanan. And we have Hashem Lokecha Chatira. It's Poshek and Ve'eschanan and in Ekev. We have Avo. We have Yirah. Ve'hechi Yaderech Le'avo Su Li'yirah. So listen to the Ramam. Go around and look in the world. See the Neflos HaBari, the mountains and the lakes, the world that He made. And we see everything that Hashem did. Like David says, you look around, look at you, go to the Swiss Alps, go to the Canadian Rockies, look at Lake Louise, go and see Banff and Jasper and see all the national parks, Yosemite and Yellowstone, and you see the creations, they're all wow. This, I love Hashem. The master who made this. This is awesome. Look at all the colors. Look at the shapes and the sizes. Look at the Grand Canyon and Niagara Falls. And you're seized by Neflo Sabori. You love Hashem. And Rama says, go out to my world. And Miyah, you're going to love Hashem. Someone says, I want to know the God who made all this. And then you start thinking it over. And when you start thinking, wait a second. The same God made Niagara Falls and the Grand Canyon and Canadian Rockies and the Swiss Alps and all the, and South Africans and all the animals and He made everything. When you start to think about what happens to a near Salah Chorav, then you start trembling, you fall backwards. V'yira, v'yivchad, v'yodeya shubriya katana shvela afela, omid bedas kala ma'uta lefnei tamim deus. Who am I? I'm puny, I'm minuscule. At first you go out to the world and say, wow, I love this God of it. And then you start thinking, you start contemplating, and you start realizing, wow, the same God made all this. Who am I? Can I get Him? Unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu writes, Moshe Chochma is the greatest Navi and the greatest Anav. They're Hab HaTaya, they're interdependent. The fact that he was the greatest Navi, writes Moshe Chochma Baloscha, means he got the greatest awareness of what God is. So great, I love it. Once you get the greatest awareness, you realize how small you are, how puny you are in contradistinction to the Almighty. So it's not Yiras Onish. Yiras Onish is the first level. Then we get to Avas Hashem, and when you love Hashem so much, then what happens? You start being in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you're in awe of the omnipotence of the Almighty, then what happens? Nir Semech Horov, then you're seized by a year on a pachad. You realize how small we are. Can I? Who am I? Can I get a Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's Shitas HaRambam. Ava is followed thereafter by Yiras HaRomos. That's what's going on here. Shema is, I love Hashem. Ula, take us out. And then when I really get to know God, when I get to know God after the Shira, Zekeli Vanveil, I get to see God. And then I go to the greatest miracle, the revelation of God speaking to us in Har Sinai. I can't open up my mouth in Har Sinai. I'm trembling. If I can't, Yiras HaRomos, I fall backwards. And I can't even live. I can't even stand. That is the goal of the Tefillah. Well, the Tefillah is Yetzias from Tzayim to Mount and Torah. Vayisyatzvu betach the Sahara. I'm standing still. Need some of him. I'm not a holy thing. What's the goal? The goal is get out of this land. Get out of Mitzrayim. Let's start walking in the desert. Let's journey. Let's jog. Let's trek. Let go. Then I get to Har Sinai. What's Har Sinai? I is Yatzvu betach the Sahar. I become a Nitzav. I'm standing still. I can't move anywhere. There's an Eish. There's a Pachanora. That is the transition from Shema rooted in Abbas Hashem to Shmon Esrei rooted in a Yiras Hashem. That's exactly what we're doing. And now that I'm seized by the Emi Yira Pachad, Rabbi Yonis and Eifshitz, Hashem Adnus, you're the Adona Kol, and I am the puny. I'm the little nothing. Hamela Kodesh Ruchu Sfasai Tiftach Macholi. Thank you for give me the ability. Let me open up my mouth. Let me go in and say something. That's exactly what's going on over here. Mamish Gevaldik. And then we go into Shmon Esrei. And Mitchum will continue next week. But going into Shmon Esrei, what do we talk about? We talk about Hashem is the Kel. Hashem Agel, Agodol, Hagibur, Vehanora. Alright, Sturam Chal and Derech Hashem, Chelik Dalet, Perek Vav. And what is this idea? Idea is that I have Godo Giba Vanairo, Hamam Shechos and Krogus, the Chusim Shal Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And the Ramchal, the Maral as well. Godol is Gedula, who made Hashem's name great in the world, Avram Avinu. Gibor, Ezo, Gibor, Koes, Yitzchak, that's Midas Yitzchak. Nora! Yaakov wakes up from the dream. They're going to be saying, "Ma noira hamakom hazeh." Yaakov is noira. God no gibor kenegad the gimel. All of a sudden, we start Shmon Esrei bringing to mention Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, who through them the shlosher regulay hamerkava ha'avas heinah hamerkava. They're the chariots of the Shinya. They brought godliness down to this world. Through them, I got to know Hashem as not just the Adon HaKol. I got to know Him as the Kel HaGadol. I got to know Him as the Kel HaGibor, as the Kel HaNoira, and then of course comes David. Last point for tonight is, but there's only one way I could go into Shmon Esrei. Only one way. Now we know a famous Arizal, and a lot of people quote this Arizal by the beginning of davening. The Arizal is in the Priyetz Chayim. Everyone says, Mishnah Berurah brings it, B'shem the Shulchan Aruch Arizal. You go into davening, Hatarach Kamochem. But you know what the Arizal says it? The Iker part of davening is what? Shmon Esrei, the Amida. That's the centerpiece of davening. That's what it's all about. And it's about Shmon Esrei. The Arizal says in Priyetz Chayim, before I go into Shmon Esrei, Yechav Yilev Kol Ishmi Yisrael Kenavsho. Ki Ayin Ezeh Talat Filosa Klula Mikol Yisrael V'tuchol Alas Alasas Pri Matzliach. I gotta bring everybody together. Why? Because I'm going from my Ava into my Yira, I first have to connect with everybody else in Klal Yisrael. I want to connect my Neshama to everybody else. When? At that point of transition on the threshold, when I go from Ava to Yira, before I say Hashem Asfasai Tivtach, when I say that word Ado and the Noi, that's Adonus, that already starts the Bechinus of Yira. What's the closure of my Ava? It's not just about me and you, God. It's not just about Hashem loves me and I love you. I got to bring everyone else into the picture. Because if you really love your father in Shemayim, you love all of his children. Famous case of the father who says, you came to the chasana, you bought all the kids, but if you didn't take care of your brother, and he is not your brother, then I am not your father. If you really love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you love all of Hashem's children. You can't go into Shmon Esrei unless what? Unless you recognize if Hashem really is the Adon Olam and you really love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you first have to connect to Him with what? V'Havtalecha Kamocha. So, if he is dainty, it's great, because who taught us the lesson? Of course, Rabbi Akiva. Havtalecha Kamocha Yushami Nadarim. Zekal Golda B'Torah. He is Shema. And who's the one who taught us to us in the Gemara? Shabbos Taflam Adam Amav. The Ger says to Hillel, I want you to teach me Everything comes down to one yesod. That which is detestable unto you, do not do unto your friend. Who's the one who teaches that? Hillel. It all comes down to Hatarachah Gemocha. Hillel is all about Oyev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. He's the one in office, Aleph Yud Beis, Bimitaminu Shalom Aram. He's Oyev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. Hillel was the Nasi, The Bechiras HaMelech brought everyone in Klai Yisrael together. Hillel is Gematria 65, and so is Adonos Gematria 65. How do you go into Shemon Esrei? First connect to Hillel's lesson, V'hafta Lecha Kamaicha. And that's the Arizal. First connect to Hillel. First connect to that 65. First connect to V'hafta Lecha Kamaicha. Connect your Neshama to everyone. Because if you really love God, you got to seal that Ava with an Ava to call Echad Lecha Yisrael. Once you connected your Shorash Neshama to the Neshama of everybody else in Klai Yisrael, you seal the Ava, you're done. And that's when we left. How do we go into Maimon or Sinai? It's so geschmack. It's like the Arizal. And like the Moshe Sviches Gula Tefillah, when you put the Arizal together with the Gra, and you take all of the Shir tonight together, what is it? We go out of Mitzrayim, and we were all Yechidim. And as we get to Mount Taira, what's the last stage on the threshold before Mount Taira? Ve'yichan sham yisoh neged har kishacha b'lei b'chad. We're mamish one. Hashem says, how do you go into Mount Taira? You're accepting Hashem as the Adonai Olam. I want you to go in, connect. Now you're ready to go in. Hashem Swasa Tiptoch. I need to ask you, Macholi, open up my mouth for me. Now let me have the chutzpah to ask all these bakashas. That's the transition. That's Ava to Yira. That's Havaya to Adonus. That's Shema to Shemon Esrei. We're ready to start Shemon Esrei next week.
Hillel 65, Samachay,
Sakako. That's okay.